Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Chaf Aleph. Picking up on Chaf from base by the bottom of the page, second to last, third, fourth to last line. Toshema, but we go up 10 lines from that. We know the Gemara asked a question. He bought you the one to Tuma Mausha told the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. Let's say you have a coin who was makdis his hands and his feet, and but then he became tummy for some reason. Does that Tuma now? What's the din? Did that take off the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim? He said, redo that, or is he okay once he's no longer Tameh? Tashma, let's take a look. Para, by the Paraduma, we know he says, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, the Paraduma first was not done in the Azara. Paraduma was done on Har HaZesim, way opposite the Azara, not in the Azara. And the question, we know that when you prepare the Paraduma, then this is what would happen. He says, Mekadosh B'Klishar, B'Fnei B'Yotzi, he should, you know, Mekadosh his hands and his feet, says Rav Chiya, at least, inside the Azara, and then go out. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Filu Chutz, he can even do his hands outside. Rabbi Filu Klichol, Rabbi Filu Mekida Shalcharis. Even if it's a Klichol, which means it's a non-consecrated Kli, and even if it's a fire pot that's made out of earthenware, made out of pottery, beep, turn the page. Ay, Vapara, Vapara, the Tamuye Metaminon Lay. We know that we make the coin becomes tame, and the time we're looking at the Mishnah, Tamin Hoyu Akoin, a surface of para, they would on purpose make the coin. Who was doing the party? They would make him tamei, who might be bilan. So then he would go to the mikvah. Lahotzim yilim shel tzedukim shayu omrim that ma'arve shemesh shenasis. So this is to remove from the hearts of the tzedukim, which we'll explain in a minute what's going on here exactly. Who said that you have to have shemesh? You need also have the nightfall before they become tower again. Shema mina. What do we see over here? It must be that there's not an issue over here. Lo pasla ba tuma that the tamei does not pasal the yadayim v'raglaim. They just go to the mikvah and they're good to go. Now. What's going on here? The Tzedukim were those that didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. They only believed in Torah Shebachsav. So they said if you become Tamei, then you would have to then have hair of Shemesh. But we would dafka go out and be metame this person to show that you don't need hair of Shemesh. And then he can go to the mikvah and right away he can do what he has to do. Must be that you don't need Kiddush Adayim Raglaim again. Says Rashi in the top right corner over here, Valparat, that's we metame in late. After he already did Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, Kiddushan v'tvila v'chulum v'utvila zu b'har mishcha. Har mishcha meaning like shemen hamishcha, meaning the oil being har zesim. Ha'isa v'alchitana b'sechus para. The after tefila, so miyad who misad the marach. Immediately after he goes to the tefila, he then sets up v'sarfa. He sets up the altar for the paraduma and he burns it. Alma after kiddush. The tumma is not going to pass on the hands, you're good to go. Shas Gemara, not a raya. Shiny par, as we said yesterday also, shiny par is different. Told the tful yom, lo possible. A tful yom will not passel it. It doesn't mess it up. Therefore, it's much more lenient if we're lenient. Shas Gemara, if it's really true, you want to say the more lenient. Rashi says, hold the aim kiddush, kishar, kiddush, avoda. If it's really true, that is different than lamali the mekadish. Why do you have to even do it in the klishars in the first place? According to Reb Chiya, at least, why do you have to do that? So it's going to be okay. We want to keep it similar to the avoda. It's known as kain avoda. Okay, fine. Can he put his hands? Rashi says, "Bekir means sheyachnis yado v'raglo b'socho." Can he put his hands and feet into it and dip them in? Can he dip, or does he have to like pour it from it onto him? Mi menu amar achmanu v'lo b'socho. Do we say from the pasuk says from it and not in it? You have to pour on it. Even if you stuck your hand in it, it'd still be okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak. Toshema, let's take a look from the Braisa. And we also saw the same as Daf. Osha Tavu B'mema Arva Avad Avos Apsula. If the coin immersed in the water that's gathered in a pit, and then he did the Avoda, it's got to be Pasul. Ha Mekir Demi D'mema Arva Avad. But if the coin would use the Kir, the water of the Kir, similar to that which he did in the pit, and he went into there, and then he did the avodah so kshera, as avodah would be kasher. Says Rashi, v'hechi dami kigon shenichnas asocha, right? How is it going to be similar that he goes inside of it? It's going to be kasher. So clearly, we see a good mashmos over there, that clearly there's the answer to your question, would be good. And for the Gemara, lo, nah, that's not a good tushtel. Deduction. Or maybe it's not. Maybe even if he would go into the kiyor, his hands and feet would not become kadosh. And mei ma'ara tzuchle, but we needed to teach a dafka by the mei ma'ara, by the waters that gather in a pit. Shalot tomar kol gufo tova behen. So you shouldn't say the following. If a person can put his whole body in it, in the water within the pit and become tahor, yadav ragel v'kol shekein, and his hands and his feet, certainly he should be able to do such a thing. Says Gemara, mima aretz zechle klomer li olam de kavase bekir nami pasul. If he did similar to that in Okiyo, you'd also be pasul. V'hai denakad mima ara, it's we need that, because like a techlamina, hol v'tvila ma'aliasi, it's a good tvila. Someone goes into the mikvah of arbayim saw, even if it's a pit of gathered water, then he's good to go. Adif imikir, it's even more than the kir, shein she'uvin, which are gathered. V'kiddush ain kan, there's no kiddush here, but tefila ain kan. Aval hacha tefila ika kamash malan, but here there is a tefila. So therefore, I have to go and tell me that no, it's not going to be good hands. Actually, it's not going to work. Okay, all right. Period. Now, Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef, mei ki, or the water of the kir, nifsalin the matirin, ki matirin, leivarim ki evarim. The water of the kir becomes pasul for the matirin, for things that will matir, just like the matirin themselves. What does that mean, matirin? It's talking about the parts of the carbon that when you put it on the mizbeach, now it matirs the rest of the carbon to be eaten or brought up. For example, what's it talking about? This is talking about the dam in reference to an animal, or the komets in the case of a mincha. When you take the dam and you throw it in the mizbeach, it matirs the other parts of the mizbeach, of the carbon to be burnt in the on the mizbeach, and then the meat is able to be eaten, and also by the kmitza, which is the part that you remove from the carbon mincha, from the flour offering, the komets allows the remainder of it to be eaten. So if the blood or the komets are left beyond their time, right, because you know there's a certain time they have to be used by, and that would be when the sun sets on the day in which it was brought, they become pasul to be used. So he's saying that the water in the kiyar falls in the same category of those things that apply to the karbanos when the kohen will be performing the avoda. So a kohen who will do an avoda with the dam or the komets has to sanctify with water. He has to make this sense with water, which was not in a kiyar that wasn't immersed by sundown, meaning if the water was left out and it wasn't put back into the kir and it was separate from the, right, then we have a problem. So the kir has to be immersed in the cistern, in the bore, in the pit, before it hits sundown. But if the kir was not immersed from before sundown, right, before when the sun goes down, even if it was later during the rest of the night, or if it was put in before sundown, but it was raised before it, during the night, then the water becomes pasul for a kohen who wants to go now be mikadesh in order to be able to do the avodah the next day with the dam or with the komets. So nifsalim matirin kimatirin and leivarim keivarim. Since the ivarim are done the entire night, so then even though, according to what we're saying now, then if the kir wasn't immersed at sunset, or let's say during the night it got uncovered or whatever, it comes out of the pit. Remember the whole contraption we spoke about yesterday, the invention of the water got dipped back into the bore and to keep it becoming lean of it. Let's say it came out, then it's not able to be used to Kaddish Kohen who wants to do the avoda with the dam or with the komets. But the water can be used in order to do Kiddush HaDam V'Raglayim by Kohen who wants to bring the Evarim on the Mizbech. But if the kir was not was not put back in by daybreak, then its waters are going to be no good even for that as well. Rav Chista Amar, that's Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Rav Chista Amar, Rav Chista says, this is opinion number two, we're going to see three different opinions here. Af lematirin ein nifsalin ela ba'amud ha-shachar kevarin. Says that even the matirin, right, the water is only going to become no good at daybreak. It's only by daybreak and not by the nightfall before Kevarim, just like Devarim, like we just ended off by saying when he says Devarim, Levarim, Kevarim, he says, even for Matirin in Yavshal and Elabam of the Shachar, which means not by sunfall, but sunset, but by the next morning. So if it's put into, as long as it was dunked back into its pit before the morning, Rashi says, Kishim Shein Eivarim Nifsalin Ela Ba'am HaShachar Af Kol Linosim Poslos B'Shum Kedusha Ela La'am HaShachar Sevam HaShachar. Rav Yochanan Amar Kiyar Kevan Sheshiko. Once the kiyar is immersed into that cistern, into that pit before the sunset, Shuv Ein Maleu, it can't be coming up until the morning. Rashi says, Kol Alaylo, because I can definitely feel love with this Laila, even for the Evarim, the things that are done in the night. Come Rav Yochanan, the Mifsal Ba He's arguing on both of them. Lemeimra, affecting Gemara. Hold on 1 second, Rabbi Yochanan. Lemeimra, the avodas laila, nami lochazi. It's not even fit for the avodas laila. It says hefter chilavim, burning of the fats. Like what do you burning the limbs and the fats on his back of the kir was at any point of the night. I'm Rabbi Asi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishmei de Ilfa. Kir shalosh shikam mibe'erev. If the kir was not immersed in the evening time, meaning back into the cistern, mekadis mimenu lavodas laila. You can go and you can use it for vodas laila, lamachin and mekadis, but it can be used for the next day. Rashi says kasakatech ta'asa lekadis mimenu ka'amr shenifsel b'shkias hachama lavodas yom alma kulak Rabbi Chias v'yirlei. Sounds like everybody, like it's going according to the first opinion over here. To the Gemara, my eno my leu nami da kamer. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said it can't be brought up after the daybreak or until daybreak? La avodas yom, it means it can be used for avodas yom. Avodas laila chazi enichinami, it can be used for avodas laila. That's not a problem. Says Gemara, okay, ihachi, that's true. Hayna Rabbi Chia by Yosef. That is the same opinion as Rav Chia by Yosef. It was the first opinion, and then the second one was Rav Chista, and the third one was Rav Yochanan. Remember, so it sounds like he's arguing with them. Rav Chia is the one who said, the first one is that Nufsal Matirin Kematirin, and Le'evarim Ke'evarim, so then what are you adding over here? Beep, turn the page. Chaf Aleph Amabariz, Ike Binayu Gezeras Shikua. What would be the difference between the two opinions here? That would be whether or not there's a Darabanan de Gezach of a Gezer Shikua, of Shikua means like submersing, you know, of sticking the kiyar into the bar, you know, to keep it kaddish over here. Whether there's a banan that doesn't allow you to do it during the nighttime, right? When we said that Rav Yochanan says it's not okay to bring the kiyar so that water doesn't become pasul for the day of Oda, we didn't mean that the water would become pasul immediately, because of the fact that it came out during the nighttime. That's what Rav Chia Bar Yosef says. Rather, what do we say? Right, that's what Rav Chia Bar Yosef said. But rather, Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav Chista, the second opinion, that the water doesn't become pasul even for the daytime of Voda until actually the day arrives. But he still answers bringing the kir out as a Durabban de Gazach, so the coin doesn't, you know, forget to lower it again before dawn. And if that happens, then the water is going to become no good during the day. Since the water was sanctified by going into a Kli Sharis, then we have to make sure it stays good, just like anything which becomes is in a level of Kedusha. Right, well, it comes out there, Chia, by Yosef saying that the water would become no good by raising the kir, but Rabbi Yochanan says that raising the kir is just a derabanan issue that we're facing. But word, if you lift it up, you're going to forget to put it back down. But if you did lift it up, then there's no issue. You just got to make sure you put it back down. Ikeb ben agzeres shikua. I, from Rabbi Yochanan, says, kidish yadav the trumas hadeshen of a coin sanctified his hands and his feet and got ready to do the trumas hadeshen, that's to remove the ashes on the mizbeach, lamachar in tzoch lekadosh, the next day he doesn't have to do it again. Right, when the day breaks, Shavar Kiddush Mitchilas Avodah, because he already did it from the beginning of Avodah. Oh, but happens before, and Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say that the kir should be put until after the. He doesn't say you got to put it back right before the day. Right, we're thinking that at this stage we think that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that there's a gezerah that the kir should be there all night and should have said after he raises the kir and sings in his Mekadesh Hiskia the Viraglov. For doing the ashes, he should immediately put it back until after the day, you know, daybreak. A little strange that Rav Yochanan didn't say to put it back after you did it, which goes against Rav Yochanan's opinion that the kir has to stay there the entire night. So it's going on. Bishlam al-Rav demukim lahi ki Rabbi Elos of Rabbi Shimon. Okay, this makes everything's good and dandy according to Rava, who set up that this din of Rav Yochanan about the Kohen who's Mekadesh, his hands and his feet for the Trumas Hadashin, goes, he does it according to Rabbi Lazar Barav Shimon, like we saw in Daf Chaf. Rava was of the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan's din, that a Kohen who got himself ready for the ashes, doesn't have to again do it again, makes his hands again once it becomes daytime. He went that with according to Rabbi Lazar Barav Shimon, whose psak was that overnight, if you stay overnight, it doesn't invalidate the Kedusha Siddam Berglayim. According to Rebbe, though, the Kedusha performed before daybreak would become no good once the day arrived. So we say, Bishal Rav Damokim Lehi Kerevi Lezer Rav Shimon. Ha Kerebi We can now say that that statement is this din of Rav Yochanan, which says it's got to be submersed, is going according to Rabbi. So there's no contradiction between Yochanan's two different statements, right? The one that says, which makes the kiyar be there at night, you have to submerse, put it into the pit, that goes according to Rabbi, because Rabbi says that it gets messed up, the washing the hands and the feet, when it becomes a daytime. And therefore, right, the water of the kiyar is certainly going to become no good. So if Yochanan says, according to that opinion, the kiyar has to be put in during the nighttime so the water doesn't get messed up when it becomes the daytime. However, the other statement of Yochanan, which implies that the kiyar was not submerged, goes to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, because he says that the effect of the Kedusha does not get messed up during the daytime. So we say that the water of the kiyar also doesn't get messed up during the daytime, and therefore there's no chiyuv to go into put it back to the kiyar in the night. El Abaye. But in the world of Abaye, we saw this again on Daf Chaf, Ademokim like a Rabbi, that he set up like Rabbi, he said, Rabbi Yochanan's din about the Kohen who maxes his hands and his feet to get ready for the Trumas Hadesh and get rid of the ashes, that goes according to the world of Rabbi. And so Kasha the Rebbe of the Rebbe, we got a Kasha Rebbe and Rebbe. What's that? What do we explain over there? We said Abaye says that even though normally Rebbe would say that it would passel the Kedusha of Yadayim V'Yadayim during the day, when the day hits, he agrees that for the when it's done right before daybreak, for the Trumas Hadesh, and that doesn't get messed up by the day when the day comes. So even though the Kedusha done way before day is going to be messed over, it's going to get null and void. But if it's done right before, it's not going to get null and void. So Kasha the Rebbe, Rebbe Kasha and Rebbe Rebbe. My Shna Hasam the Meshakale. Why is it that over there, when we brought this through in Mechlokes, why is it that we say Rav Yochanan goes going to Rebbe at the coin, he would put the kiyar into the pit. He used to keep it, during the night. And what's pshat over here, in reference to the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, getting ready for the Trumas Hadesh, meaning Daf Chaf, that it goes with the Rebbe, would say that the Kohen does not need to go ahead and to put the kiyar into the pit. And for the Gemara, the Mesalik Leva Hadam Meshakale, Yochanan meant that he raises it for the sake of, being Kaddish, and then he goes in, he puts it back in. Even though he didn't say those words when he was talking, even though he didn't say those words straight out, putting it back, he agrees that it has to be done. He didn't say it because he was only coming to show that Rebbe agrees that something's done right before the day is not going to mess it up when it hits the daytime. If that's really true, that Rav Yochanan, that the kiyar's water is going to be good, even the kiyar was raised during the nighttime, then lemacher ainu mekadesh amai. If it's really true, like we just said, that according to Rav Yochanan, the water is going to be good for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, even if the kiyar was lifted up during the night, lemacher ainu mekadesh amai, why does Rav Yochanan say in the name of Ilfa that if the kiyar was not put back into the pit, the coin is not up to mekadesh on the next day? The Gemara says, "Ein sarich lekadesh." What it meant is, and it reveals that the coin doesn't need to do it the next day. He doesn't have to do it because it was already done. He's good to go. So the Gemara comes out that according to Yochanan, the only reason the kiyar can't be raised is that its water will not be invalidated the next day. Lemeimer de lematirin mechsi mechsa chazi. Hayu Rav Chista. Okay, so remember, three of Machlokas here. So now you want to see, according to Rav Yochanan, it was a third opinion, that if the kiyar is lifted by night, its water is still going to be good for being called Makdash Yadayim V'Raglayim, even for something which involves matirin, this like blood or the komets. Haimiz Rav Chista, that goes according to Rav Chista. Now Rav Yochanan and Rav Chista are agreeing that the kiyar's water doesn't become validated if it was raised during the nighttime. As long as it was put in before the night and then it was raised during the nighttime, they're also going to agree that the water becomes invalidated if it's not put in back by daybreak. So what's the difference between the two of them? And for the Gemara, Ika Benayo, Mitzvah Shikua. The difference between them is whether there's a mitzvah of Shikua of the kiyar during the night. According to Rav Yochanan, the kiyar has to be put in the entire night because we're worried that otherwise they're not going to put it in by the time the day comes. Rav Chista, though, is not worried with that. He says the kiyar can be out the entire night as long as it's put back right before daybreak. He's not worried that it's going to happen. The question is, are you worried or you're not worried? And that's Rav Yochanan is. Rav Chista is not worried. Practically, another kashan Rav Chista. Now in Rav Chista. May Savei says the kashan Rav Chista according to the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Tamid. And the Mishnah says that the Kohen who was doing the Trumas Adeshin, would go by himself before the daybreak into the Azara, while his other Kohanim stayed in the Beis HaMokid. It was one of the places in the northwestern section of the Azara. So, Beisvei, Lo Yaron Asoth, they didn't see him, because there's no light, right? It was just going by, like, whatever the fire of the Mizbeach that was over there, as she says. Lo Yaron Asoth, Misha Zocha, B'Jum Sadeshin, Kamai, Rav Mizach HaStamid, K'shoy Nichas Azara, L'Kadosh Yadav Raglav, Lo Yamachnes B'Yado, lo ner, v'lo avuka, he didn't have any fire or torch. Ela mahalich la'or hamaracha, v'lo yaroinu, so echa v'kohanim, so he'd be some mokad ad sheshomen, they wouldn't see him. V'lo shomen has kol, they didn't hear his voice, ad sheshomen kol shel eit she'asa ben katin mukni lakir, until they heard the sound of the wood, which ben katin had made into this wheel for the kir, that it would, you know, this invention that it would wheel out, and kind of like a well, take the water out of the kir. And they would say, the time has come for the, you know, to wash our hands from the kir. That's just the kir. Mizarzin es atzman liyos nechonin lahalos afer letapuach la'acha sheyared zeh menuzbech kedetan la'el gabi ra'u echav akohanam sheyared. So they say, time came now for washing your hands. When the Kohen would take the ashes and it came down from the Mizbeach, the Kohanim of the Wadim Beis HaMokid would quickly go to the Kiyar and wash their hands and their feet and go to the Mizbeach in order to start putting the extra ashes into a pile on the designated area of the Mizbeach. And the sound of the wheel, that was like, you know, got them waking up to do it. My lav, the Masalaklei, isn't the Mishnah referring to the noise that came from the wheel when the Kohen would raise it from the well? So we see from this idea that during the entire night until the morning, the kir was submerged, which goes against Rav Chista, who allows the kir to come to be out. Just it would take it out when the day was about to break. It would put it right back in. It says no, the meshakale. We're not talking about when the coin would be taking it out. We're talking when he would be putting it back in. When he would be lowering it back into the well. That was the noise that we're talking about. The Meshakale, if it's talking about when the Kohen would be submerging it, Mi Meshtamakale, would its voice be heard? Right? When you would lower it, it would be done quietly and going without any noise. When it's coming up, it made noise. The Gemara says that even though the Kir could have been done manually, it was done with the mechanical thing in order to make noise, Dafka. Meshakale b'gilgala lishnachin, they did with the wheel to make noise to wake them up. But lishnachin, another one is the meshakale b'chumrsei, he did it with a chumrsa, which Rashi says is a galgala, right? They use a wheel to lower it. Ki hechid lishnamakale, so its voice would be heard. For lishmele, say the Kohanim would hear it, and then it would come, you know, to go deal with that to deal with. I have a gavini karus, but hold on, what about Gavini? Gavini was the guy who would cry out. He was the vekker. Rashi says, "Machris, imdu akohanu l'voreschem, levim duchanim b'solam amadam." Gavini, Shemesh, that was his name. He was the vekker. So why do you need the wheel for if he was already yelling and waking him up? Beit Shrei Hekira Havu Havdi, they would make two different signs, you know, two different alarm clocks. So Shishtei Hekira Sosan Ladavar, they do two different things to get them. The Shama Mehai Asi, Vishama Mehai Asi, some heard it from the Vekir, some heard it from the alarm clock, from the, you know, the thing was being lowered in, and then they would come and do their vote. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great day.